This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our special guest this morning, Scott Capurro. Although, special guest, I feel like maybe Edson's the special guest and you're just the guy who's always around here.
I'm the driver.
You are.
Yeah.
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 You got our special guest here.
I'm the dog feeder and the driver.
Listen, I think it's very cute that that you guys have this. It turns out it's not your dog.
Well, it is.
You
our dog.
Said, is it
right now? For now, but everything's right. Temporary, Sarah. Let's face it, everything's right now, isn't it? These days, she wanted us to look after her dog when she went on vacation.
This is your friend,
yes, and
who was going away for 2 weeks.
She was, and then she canceled her vacation like the last minute.
And Edson won't give the dog back.
She went, so you bring the dog back? Edson's like, no, I think we have plans. We have dog plans. We've got 2 weeks with this dog, and we're not bringing it back. So we brought it back last night, so she could look at it, make sure it was okay. She brushed its teeth with a little doggy toothbrush, and then we took her again.
And she's. Okay with you having her dog
it's
for...
It's almost as if we kidnapped the dog.
I love that dog. That's a good dog.
That is a good dog. That's a very sweet little dog.
And little Paris.
She's like a Chihuahua mix. Yeah. Big head for a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
I don't think it's okay to change the dog's name, but that's, up to you guys, I guess.
Well, the dog was named Amber when our friend adopted her and rescued her. And my friend was like, Amber...
Sounds very trashy.
Yeah, a bit of a trashy
sounds
name.
Sounds like so a stripper name.
Yeah,
or
my sister-in-law.
Sorry to all the Ambers out there.
We love
you have a lovely name.
And she is Amber Color.
Poor dog.
Yeah. But instead, she named her Paris, and so people seem to respond well to that name.
Yeah, that's
sweet,
isn't it?
From Paris, the woman, her owner. So.
Oh.
Yeah, she lived there for 18 years. Yes, so. And that dog responds to French, in case anyone speaks French in the room. Other than my husband and I. Anyone else?
No.
Oh,
no one else.
Wow.
You guys are so amazing. Please, won't you speak some fluent French for us right now?
I'd like to.
Because I have a feeling you don't speak French as well as you're purporting yourself
it
to.
Would be,
Edson probably does,
yes,
though.
Yes, he does. It would be wasted on you.
Say something in French, truly.
No, not yet, guys.
Yeah,
but
see,
you know what?
The answer is these two. Are
high
French.
University is
French.
So, but I can speak a little bit. I just
lying,
I'll embarrass myself.
How about they can say bonjour and they're like, oh, we speak French.
I was going to say, have a nice day.
Je vous abadie.
See,
there you go.
Yeah, that
there
was totally made up.
I'd like to, no, it's just,
it's as bad as your English accent, okay?
I ate this morning and I have nuts in my mouth, so I'm
oh,
afraid,
right.
I'm afraid not.
Does Edson know?
Nuts will fly out of my mouth. Yeah, I have some almonds between my teeth.
You know, you better watch out, Edson will get you. Yeah. You know how jealous he gets.
No, honey, you understand French, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, he's conversational. Like, he used to work at a job where he understood it, but speaking it.
But it's not it's too early in the morning to whip out any French.
It's not that dissimilar from Portuguese. It sounds...
Portuguese is the hardest language.
Yeah. Right, honey? It's got a lot of X's in it, right?
Yes. It's very similar. Seriously.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The writing, not the... When you speak, it sounds very different.
But you can read French.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yes,
of course.
It's weird how I just have to take you at your word.
I can say that in French.
Say what?
Je petit.
Yeah.
That sounds like the same thing you said
a second
ago.
Yeah, you know, they have a very...
The
French have a famously small vocabulary.
There's
only 8 letters in the alphabet. Yeah, it's really... Yeah, people think it's difficult to learn. There you go. Yeah, well done.
And the French ladies come into my village in Brazil.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say
Christmas. Yeah.
That sounds more like just sort of like your way of saying Gérard Depardieu.
Yes.
Je petit.
That's what every word sounds like in France.
Je petit.
It does, yes.
Well, I don't believe you. Au revoir. Oh my God, did you just say au revoir?
Au revoir. I have what?
You have what? Is that what you said?
That's how you pronounce it. It's more like that, Sarah. We don't expect you to know. You don't go anywhere.
Don't worry. You're right. I don't know.
When are you guys going to go to France?
Well, actually, we have some friends who have a place there in a little village, and we're going to go.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, really?
It's from their parents are French. You know Ariane, right? She's French, and she's... So my friend speaks French.
Right. Right. That's good. She's
French. But their parents and their parents' parents have owned this house in this tiny little town forever. And they go there often. They're like, you guys should come.
And you said yes.
Well, I was like, as long as you're there and can speak French to everybody.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey.
All right.
It's a good chance for you to learn some before you go. Take a course at College of Marin. That'll be fun. a Saturday course with the kids, everybody taking French together, and then you go to picnic lunch
and
speak French the whole time.
Right.
Like, during lunch, you only
baguette,
are allowed. Yeah.
Fromage.
What'd you call me? Yes, exactly. You all get to speak French. It'd be right. fun, right?
Yep. Sounds great.
Yeah. Because you guys, you're sweet, your family, but I want to see you spend more time together.
Sarah, do you think that Sean is going to come to the UK?
He wants to. Yeah. These guys were over on Sunday for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Shoving the food in. Oh, my, the food was so good. God, that fish was delicious.
And that slaw, right? Mm, I mean, I was just like, John, you have outdone yourself again. Yeah. So anyway, they're over there. And my son, both my sons love these guys. And my other son had to go back to school. He was very sad to miss you. But they were like, oh, Sean should come and stay with us in the UK. And I was like, go ahead. He wants to go, absolutely.
We got a guest room. There's a lot of live music and stuff. He'd love it. There's Craig.
But I just felt like, listen,
and he can drink.
Guys, he'll be 19 in January. Yeah, 18 is all you need to be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to go, that'd be great. But you remember that you're inviting someone and he's going to be like, well, now what are we going to do?
Oh.
Don't worry.
Well, you're
going to
show
host.
Him the ropes, right?
Yeah, I'll give him an Oyster card, a travel card. I'll give him a couple bucks. Just say, on your way, gentle soldier. Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
He can go hang out at Essence Club, or I'll take him to work. I'll take him to a couple comedy shows, right?
Oh, sure.
Right?
He'd probably love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd love it if you guys took
him. I'm going to go to Stonehenge with him. He wants to go to Stonehenge.
See?
Stonehenge.
And the museums are free.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That's nice.
Take him for a swim. Push him in the water. Fun, right?
Oh, my God. That'd be great.
Yeah, really fun.
I think he'd love it. I'm actually super jealous because I would love to just come and hang out at your guys'
You're not really.
Place
we don't know. With Sean.
Oh,
not,
okay.
No, yeah, because Sean's
So
fun.
Sean's.
Yeah, I think he needs to spread his wings away from his mom a little bit.
I completely concur.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah. He might move to Texas. I'm like, go.
He looks all grown up.
I know. Well, he's got a beard.
Facial hair and stuff.
I mean, what is that?
It's great.
All right. Anyway, where's the next place you're playing?
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
you're at Hop Dogma.
Yes, Friday.
On Friday
Hop
night.
Dogma. Half Moon Bay. I'm so excited. They built a beautiful comedy stage. It's a great venue. I'm really with Phil Griffith, who's hilarious. And then Saturday at Real and Brand in Sonoma. It's this delicious. My father's
Real and Brand.
Yes, it's
R-E-A-L?
A big
R-E-A-L?
R-E-E-L.
Okay.
Because it's fish and steak. And it's this old, it's a venue that's been there for a very long time.
Real. To reel in
exactly.
a fish and a brand.
Fish, right.
Exactly.
To do a steak, right.
And my father used to bring us there for dinner on the weekends. It was like the Swiss food house or something.
It's and now it's a comedy club?
No, now it's this huge restaurant with a back patio. And we went by and we're like, this place is great. And he said, actually, I have a stage. Can I show you? Beautiful stage, sound system. We'd love to do comedy. We're huge fans of the show. Please.
Oh my God!
I know.
Really beautiful.
That's great.
They're a lovely couple who spent so much time and energy on this club building.
And tell me again, when is this? Saturday?
It's Saturday night. Yeah.
Real and Brand.
Real and Brand.
In
8 o'clock in Sonoma. Okay. The food's fantastic. It's
so people should make a res and have a little dinner and then go
already,
after the show.
He's already got loads of people coming for just a dinner. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's really nice.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. There's a fountain in the
back. I like that you're very creative with finding new places to play and to
You're just going
to
play anywhere, aren't you?
No, not just anywhere.
Are you open to campsites?
actually, I've been asked to do a couple of summer camps
campsite
in
comedy.
Brittany.
Oh.
Yes, but I've said no to that.
Oh,
because they want you to be clean. I don't mind being clean for a 10 or 15 minute set, although it's very difficult. I did it recently. I didn't tell you. I auditioned for for cruises in London a couple months ago. Uh-huh. And like, you have to be clean. And I opened with a Holocaust joke. Now, you guys, it's a funny it's a funny Holocaust joke. But it's
are
still,
there funny Holocaust jokes?
Well, I've written three. It's kind of it's a contest.
Why do you go?
I wanted to work the room and I wanted to wake them up.
Why, if you're if they tell you come in clean,
but that is it was a clean joke.
You get up,
yeah.
You dress,
yes.
I assume you comb your hair, brush your teeth.
I did.
You travel to the wherever the tryout
yes,
is.
Yes, I did try out.
So
the
you wait. You, there you are sketches. Waiting.
Waited with two other
finally,
comics.
Right.
We're all nervous backstage with dancers and singers who auditioned. This guy doing Lionel Richie, he was fantastic. And then, of course, there's all these people, you know, in ball gowns and stuff doing double, like partner dancing. Because it's, you know, all the acts audition at the same time, right?
So, and after all that wait, you come right out, and the first thing out of your mouth just
Dan
cancels
Frank,
you right there.
About?
No,
look
but the room,
rooms,
it wasn't really, it was more a joke about my, you know the joke, I say my stepmother, we had her cremated after she died. you know, because we're not German. So that's a joke. And then they, I know. And then they, it's funny. And then they laughed, but they'd been sitting through banal stuff all morning long. They wanted something interesting. I thought, oh, this will set me apart. That's what I thought in my head. I thought, oh, they'll remember me from this.
Oh, they'll remember you. They'll remember not to book you for their movies.
I did a gig.
That guy's funny. That's a hard no, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's a hard no. 2 weeks ago, I did a gig with the guy who they did book, and he said, oh, the gigs, they're just these really, really old people that just stare at you. They want you to tell them jokes they've heard already. Mm. And when you start to do material, they just... total silence for 45 minutes. He said it's so difficult
because they can't relate to it.
They're just really old.
Can't hear.
They're
or
cruise
see.
People.
It's all sorts of things. Yeah. You're right. Mm. It's probably his vernacular. They don't get his his linguistics, and probably they're just old and tired, and half of them are asleep. But the money, and then they chopper you out. They chopper you in and chopper you out.
Oh, I know. Really?
Yeah, on the boat.
Oh, I thought you just stayed on the boat.
You can if you want, but sometimes they either need you in another boat or they don't want to pay for you to be there, which is fine. Wow. Too, because sometimes you don't really want to be on a boat for a week.
No.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
I can't ever think of a time I'd want to be on a boat for a week.
Oh, the food. Oh, it's 24/7, the food.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
So good.
Yeah,
that's not what I want. I don't. I'm like a dog. When you put food in front of me, I just eat it.
Yeah,
until
you
I
shove
die.
It in. Yeah, you'd be bloated on the way to.
You would.
But there's a pool on the deck, and everyone's drinking Mai Tais with flowers in their hair. It's so fun. And you're playing all those. Sometimes you do.
So I take it you have been on cruises.
I've done a couple of them. Yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed it. They got some negative feedback. Back about me. I was
weird.
My feelings were hurt. I know.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I was really surprised.
Shocking.
I know. I thought we'd all gotten along really well, but
I won't read you a few texts I have right now.
Oh,
don't do it. He doesn't like negative feedback. All right. I'm going to get into a couple of things here. First of all, Metallica.
Oh, we love them.
We certainly do.
Yeah, we do.
It looks like we're getting a show at the Masonic March 28th. This is for their charitable foundation, All Within My Hands. So just a heads up for you, Vinny.
They usually do this, or they've done it in the past through their like club membership.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
It isn't. It's, let's see, the second benefit concert auction for the charitable foundation. It's the Helping Hands show March 28th at the Masonic.
Tickets on sale.
I am not seeing a ticket.
I joined their fan club in order to get tickets to one of their Fillmore shows. They did like three nights or something.
I'm wondering if this, because it has a charity angle, is more about they're going to be selling some tickets and they're going to be fairly expensive. Because there's an auction going on with this too. This sounds like a whole night, not just a Metallica show.
Oh, right.
Did you want to look at the picture?
Thank you very much.
I know how you enjoy visuals.
Wow.
He's a boy. We like visuals.
We remembered what the fart joke was from yesterday, Vincent.
I don't remember it.
It was Antonio Brown. Farting in the face of a doctor.
Oh, right. Yes. I didn't tell that story. Yeah, told that story.
Well, you mentioned your story, so I piggybacked on that.
So you told the story about the
farting. You started it.
Well, I just laughed. I saw the Chappelle show with the missus, and he was funny, and I got a really strong laugh, and it went, and I was like, I'm so embarrassed.
Then they laughed more. The question earlier today was, have you ever been in a farting contest?
No, I didn't know. Like, do they really have them?
Well, apparently they're trying to start it, but it turns out that our own Vaughn is a flatulent champion. What is he again?
Flatulent champion.
Flatulent champion.
You should do it. You shouldn't just go. You should do it,
honey.
Can you fart on demand?
Of course he can.
No, honey, I can't.
Go on, Edson. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question.
Edson's really good at it, though. Yes.
Oh, an off-air question that you're going to write down.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a farting contest, Edson?
No.
He's really good at it, though. He thinks it's funny. That's the thing.
Is the equivalent to that just a regular fart?
I don't know.
Well, you've never done that?
Oh, no, I've heard those in yoga. There's a lot of those in yoga.
I thought that was only something that a girl could do.
Yeah.
Right. I'm saying the equivalent. Often there's an expulsion of air while you're certain positions.
Oh, so you're saying if you had that happen to you while you were busy being gay.
Busy being gay?
Yeah.
You mean shopping? It's a good name for one person show, though. Busy being gay. Starring.
Yeah. Busy being gay.
Yeah. You say you've never had that upon.
During an act.
Or do they just call that a fart?
After coupling, there might be. That's what I'm saying.
I understand the question.
No, we don't call it that. That's a girl thing, I think.
So it's just a fart.
But that can happen in that
I
activity. You are correct.
Often.
What's the word, couple? Is it a quiff?
Honey, we're not.
I didn't know
we
could say anything. Yes, honey, that's what it is.
That
Vinny wrote
it.
No, I'm embarrassed. I'm blushing.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Let me read you a little email, guys.
Okay, let's have an email.
Hi, Uzi. I'm writing to ask if you can please help with all the fart stories that Sarah and Vinny seem to gravitate to. I can't take much more of it. It's not like your audience is a group of seven-year-old boys. We are helpless unless we turn the radio off.
No, we agree with you. Yuzette was the one who told the Antonio Brown story yesterday.
These up.
And Scott is the one who's saying that he's got...
Well, no, I didn't. You said that you asked me if I didn't. I said that it can happen. I've been in rooms where it's happened. No, it has. Yes, it has happened.
Upon uncoupling, there's an expulsion sometimes.
Okay. Okay, so is it Antonio Brown we're talking about?
It sounds like this. Wait. I can't do it now. Now when I want to do it, I can't. Wait, hold on. Like that. See, a nut just flew on the microphone. I told you a nut was going to fly out of my mouth. Anyway.
Years has been cracking up. He recognizes.
Am I right, honey? It sounds like that. Sounds like us together, right?
Alex, I have bad news for you. I really don't think we're going to get to it.
You should get to it. It's okay. We're done.
Yeah.
What's the story, Sarah?
Helpless.
The charts. Yeah.
Well, we want to hear about the chart.
Well, I will tell you this, that Post Malone, who I've come to love.
He's good.
He's number one. Another almost 200,000 copies of his record sold last week.
We just saw him.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
In Budapest.
Yeah.
You went and saw a Post Malone show.
He closed the night, and he was fantastic.
Capurro was working the same festival.
Yeah. Oh. And we hung out a bit. He was great.
Is there no end to the amount of partying and fun times you two have?
There's no end to it.
It was a rough...
A rough
flight.
Budapest
but
partying.
The festival was fantastic. I posted photos of it. I thought
Jesus.
I sent you one. In a huge tent, and there's like
I do recall photos.
People.
I get they many, were many photos. Fantastic. You are my best email correspondent.
Very consistent. But then he knew the band. I'm like, oh, let's go. So we had VIP tickets. We went and watched and hung out a bit. They were great. He's a great performer.
Remember when he sang his two most famous songs? Mm. We were on the wheel. We
on
saw him from the very.
You were
very,
on the wheel.
On the.
Oh, they had like a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, we were at the top of it. As
oh, playing. What fun!
So fun. I'll show you a photo later.
Right. I have videos and everything.
Oh my God! Please.
And
don't
Edson kept saying he's huge.
Those.
He's okay. huge, and I'm like, oh. Okay. He's adorable on stage.
Did you know that he has always tired tattooed on his face, underneath his eyes? Well, you were sure you're a little too far away to see that.
Oh.
Yeah. He's always tired. Anyway, he's number one. And there's only two new...
This song is a freaking hit,
I know.
Huh?
Is it Circles? Is this that one? Yeah, this is good. This is on that new record, Hollywood's Bleeding.
Such a simple lyric, too.
I know.
And yet...
Easy. That's, you know what? Simple is clever.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm. Like that gorgeous joke I just told. I hope no one's offended by that.
I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Oh, the joke I told earlier.
I didn't remember.
The pop and the air.
Oh, yeah, that was
clever. No, my stepmother being cremated, though.
I thought you meant that.
Simple, clever.
See?
So.
Oh, that one. That's a good one.
New at number two is The Lumineers 3. That debuted in second place. No one cares. Alex, it's me and you. That's it. Here we go. 86,000 copies.
This is
it does sound like that. You're right, it does. And release.
The only other new thing on the top 10 is Korn, who put out
snorted.
The Nothing, 33,000 copies. Here you go, Alex. Now all the work you did.
All the work Alex did.
Really good
guys.
Job, Alex.
Not for nothing.
Alex, great job.
Korn.
Thank
at
you.
Number
this
eight.
One's called You'll Never Find Me by Korn.
Korn?
Wait. Where did Korn... Hold on. I'm sorry. I missed...
Korn
I missed
debuted in the top 10 on the album charts at number 8. It sold 33,000 copies. I know.
Go Korn!
It is pretty...
Are you seeing them soon?
Korn? No.
Oh.
I saw Cake last
week. Oh, how's
weekend.
That?
It's good.
Really good? Cake, Korn, you know.
It was pretty good. The guy's very angry at the audience the whole time.
Why?
I don't know why. Oh. Seems like he should be like really happy we're there to see him, but...
Yeah.
He's not.
That's weird.
He's mad.
Oh.
Good job, Alex. Way to go, buddy.
I'm looking for photos of us.
Someday when Scott's not here, we'll be able to really put you to the test.
Yeah, Alex, you listen, whether I'm here or not, I've heard really good things about your work. Great job.
Just
well done.
A couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Brandon's gone for 3 weeks, so it's...
Right.
Alex is, you know, feet to the fire.
It's nice to see someone here that's eager to please and seems to be enjoying his job, because Brent seems a bit...
I don't know how much he's enjoying it, but he is here and eager. There's no question.
He's present.
He's got a 49er shirt on, ready to go. Ready to go.
He is. A-Loke. Is his handle.
A-Loke. All right. What's your last name?
Padilla, but that's it's Alok was a
Don't.
Nickname given.
Let's not. Let's,
all right.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a long
given
story.
Given to me right. by myself. I named myself Alok because.
Because why wouldn't I?
Right. Of course.
It's the Alex, least likely you know? Thing anyone would ever call me.
All right.
All right, Scott. You are a delight. Pop Dogma on Friday.
Oh, that's it.
Real.
We
and
brought
brand.
The dog and everything
it's
for
been
this.
Oh, half hour. I mean, I don't know. What,
you were
you
incredible.
Know.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
The best.
Leave on a high note, buddy.
I wish. We should be able to make a. We remember kids, we could
harder,
make a lot of noise with that, right?
I can't. You do
that's
it.
How, I can't.
Yeah, you can. Oh.
You're going to, I'm you're sorry, gonna you're going to break your
I know,
nose.
I'm gonna, I know. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, yes, Real and Brandon. I'm looking for a photo of us on the first. I'll show it to you later.
It's okay.
It was really fun.
Anyway, great to see you. Thank you for bringing the dog in. The dog is really cute.
It was very nice to see you guys.
You too.
Boy, this has turned into a concert. Amazing.
Come to Rio Grande. Have a steak on Saturday. On me.
I'm busy on Saturday. I'm very sorry.
Steak on me, Vinny, if you want to come to me.
Oh, boy. It's only 4 hours from your house.
I'm going to hold on.
That's a yes. Scott Capurro, everybody. Woo!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thanks again, Scott Capurro and his husband, Edson. I noticed that Vaughn was taking photos for the Looking Glass, or not photos, but like little video clips. I guess he has random people saying, hey, I'm so-and-so, and you're watching the Looking Glass with Radio Alice. And man,
and then what happens?
Man, Edson just effed his up so bad that it was just like, well, that's the one.
Oh, that, what do you mean?
That is he just, you know, every part of it was wrong. It was excellent.
Oh, all right.
You can watch The Looking Glass by going to radioalice.com/watch. That's a direct link to The Looking Glass, or just search for The Looking Glass. It's easy enough to find. Vaughn is in there running the cameras all the live long day. And it's a 24-hour-a-day feed. It's live when we're live here.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the September sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. So I was just snacking.
Oh, what'd you snack on?
The missus is making me these little, they kind of have the consistency of scones. So they're dense.
Okay. Like a little biscuity type thing?
A little biscuit type thing, about the size of a golf ball, but they're healthy.
Oh, like raised, oatmeal?
They're like sweetened with raisins and bananas as opposed to sugar.
Oh, nice.
But I was in the other room having that as the boys walked through, and they're like, oh, this one, always eating. I'm like, what in the hell?
It's,
why
it's
are
his
you
way
guys?
Of keeping you
I work
down.
Here. Yeah. This is where...
I'm eating breakfast. I need energy.
This one, always eating.
Mm. How could
the
you?
The roll of the eyes, like, ugh, no wonder you have back biscuits. I'm like, get out! Just leave! Leave me be.
You're hurting me.
Why? It hurts. I don't wanna.
I'm sorry, Vinny. They are hard on you.
Jesus.
I think it's, you know, it's like when we first met Scott. He was dating that guy, Fat Matt, who wasn't fat, but he would say that just to, like, keep him insecure. And that's what he's doing to you. You know? You just need to not react to it. You need to just, like, take another one and pop it in your mouth and be like, yeah, always eating. And then he'll be like, oh, I gotta find something else to torture him with.
No, because that's not it. I just don't think you're right. I just think that he's a mean person.
Oh,
and
sure. No, that's absolutely
right
part
in
of it.
It.
Right. Sure.
Oh, God. Right. I'm like, you too?
Yeah.
I got a chorus of nasty looks for having a... God.
They are the skinniest people I know, though.
Then I'm sitting there, like, explaining, well, it's not. It's banana sweet. It's...
You got defensive about it.
God, I'm such a loser. I fell right for it all.
Stop it. Don't.
God. I'm dumb.
For real. You'll be all right.
All right.
I think you're perfect.
Oh, by the way, when you said you're going to be going to... where are you going? France?
I don't know the name of the town.
But you're going to France next summer.
Well, we're trying to do a big Europe thing.
We already
summer.
Booked Mexico.
Oh, oh did you? For when?
All of us
next
are going.
Summer?
Yeah,
where
next
are you
summer.
Go? Good.
Well, you want to hear something weird? You know how I was going to go on that, like, spur of the moment trip?
Yes.
So I get some...
Oh, that's right. Like a surf trip, and it was yes. like, okay, how, how's yeah. next weekend?
Right. Well, it's like coming up like this fast. I'm like, you guys, I don't know how I'm supposed to make that work. Mm-hmm. So we start looking, though.
You guys and the other family.
No. This was just me and Brian. The boys. This was just going to be me and Brian.
Oh, that's so you're not going with the whole family next year.
No,
you're going
next year
is
the whole
this
family.
Is two different things. Remember the other day he was saying that Christina was telling him to go on this
yeah.
trip.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're looking into it. And my friend goes, oh, you got to try this one camp. And he gives me the name of the camp. Mm-hmm. And I look it up and it's in Sinaloa, which is like cartel. And I'm all, dude, that's where the cartels are. Are you nuts? Is that safe? Mm-hmm. And he writes back, there are cartels everywhere.
True.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
We either live or we die. All I mean, right. That's as simple as that.
Know, I don't know.
Mass
I guess
graves.
I
don't know.
newfound need to stay alive. I have mouths to feed. Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, they couldn't take us. We were going to go there, but they couldn't.
Did you find another place to go with him?
No, we're not going to do that trip.
But where are you going to go?
The trip
for
next summer is on.
Cabo or Puerto Vallarta or something?
No, it's near Puerto Vallarta. Okay. I can't think of the name of it, but we're booked.
Great.
It's on.
Awesome. That's so exciting. And your daughter will be pushing, well, she'll be over two anyway.
Yeah.
Or pushing
They're two. Both going surfing on that trip.
Oh, that's exciting.
Fun. It's a short flight.
Yeah.
Easy.
Anyway, if you're flying somewhere for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
I'm flying Christmas time.
Right now is the best time to book your trip. Today or tomorrow are the best time to book your trip.
Let me just
trip.
Text John real quick because that is
Well, I've heard Tuesdays in particular are best days.
All right, hold on. Let me text John. Here we go. Hold on.
So booking for deals, right?
Oops. Hold on. John, Vinny says today and tomorrow are the very best days to find deals on Christmas travel. Period. See you later. Exclamation point.
And don't forget dinner.
And don't forget dinner, I love you very much.
Be ready.
What are you guys thinking
if
about
you
doing?
You want some at lunch today.
We're going to go. We'll probably go see my parents.
Say that part, too.
Oh, no. I've already put a period. I've sent it.
I was trying to trick you into having to bone him later. Say that.
No.
Commit yourself.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Right.
I was listening to you, Zep.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right, that's too bad.
I'm sure it was.
Sorry, John. I tried to help you there.
It's nice. You always got that guy's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know we've tried to hang out with him, but you won't let us.
Uh-huh. Yep. He doesn't even know.
Right.
I just said that.
Right.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
Okay.
A treatment for syphilis used to be injecting malaria into the person.
What?
Which would kill the virus. The doctor who came up with the treatment even won the Nobel Prize for it.
But then you have malaria. And they can cure that?
Sorry, bub.
So you're saying the malaria kills the syphilis,
mm-hmm.
and then they had something to cure the malaria
with. Or you just ride that out.
What's malaria? Just diarrhea? You
I
get
think
rid
it's
of
worse
that?
Than that. I think it's isn't malaria heavy fever?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
What it is. Like
I hear it's
fever.
Like a mosquito thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, mosquitoes. Ugh. As if they didn't suck enough just when they bite you.
No, they're the worst.
They gotta give you diseases too.
KCBS was reporting a big problem in the North Bay with mosquitoes. Like they're
the West Nile?
Some events have been canceled.
Oh.
Outside events have been canceled.
My goodness.
Ben and Jerry became friends in middle school when their gym class had to run around the track and they were the two slowest.
Aww. So they've walked together and talked.
And now
said, you know what we should do? You know what I love? Ice cream. Me too.
How mega are they?
They're pretty mega. Good for them.
I mean, is anything bigger out of Vermont than them?
Just maple syrup, I guess. Even that. Does that sell as well as Ben and Jerry's?
No. Mm. No, it does not.
Mm-mm.
A woman from Washington State named Carol King went on a trip to Montana this summer
Carol
and brought her,
King. I love her
7-year-old border collie named Katie along.
Katie.
Then the dog escaped from her hotel room.
Oh, no.
She immediately started looking for her and put up hundreds of flyers and knocked on doors and even extended her trip to keep searching, but no luck.
Oh.
She eventually ran out of vacation days, but then instead of giving up, she said, I quit. I am not leaving Katie.
My dog.
She's a postal worker, so she quit that job and kept searching.
Mm.
She ended up staying in Montana for almost 2 months, and it wasn't looking good. But then last week, after 57 straight days of searching,
reunited, and it feels so good.
Come on, Alok, find that quick.
Reunited like a new vision. There's only my dog here. My dog named Katie. I stayed for 57 days and now I've got my dog here back.
Okay, so what happened?
Nothing, A-Lo. Come on!
It's all right.
I don't know what you guys are even saying.
Reunited by Peaches and Herb.
Peaches and Herb,
it's a song.
Baby.
It's a song.
It's all right. Listen, tell me the rest of the goddamn story.
I'm trying to hear Peaches and Herb for a second. God. Oh, this isn't the part. Never mind.
No, it's okay. Just go forward in the song.
But that's the song.
Yeah, you got it. A little further. Yeah. More. Here we go. Turn it up. Here we go.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Katie, get over here.
Reunited because we understood. There's one thing
named Katie.
There's one way.
Where'd she find it?
I don't know.
What is she saying here? I wish I knew.
Hey,
we both are so excited because we're reunited.
I don't know. I should have. You know what, A-Loke? I should have looked the words up while you were looking up the song. My bad, buddy.
God.
Way to ruin the bit, Ben.
Yeah, it was Vinny, not you, A-Loke.
Yeah.
No, it was me. I blew it. Darn.
I'm gonna split the blame.
Oh,
so did she get her job back?
Apparently, someone saw one of the flyers and called about a dog they'd seen running around their property.
Oh.
Carol showed up, called out, Katie!
And the dog came running?
And she came darting out of some bushes. Mama, mama, mama.
Oh, Katie.
Mama. You know, dogs are all like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I can't believe it's you. Oh, scratch my belly.
Pause up.
Oh, Katie, I love you so much. Oh, Katie, I miss you so much. Katie, I blew my whole life up trying to find you.
She was 12 pounds lighter than she was before she ran off, but fine otherwise.
Oh, thank goodness.
Carol says, I knew Katie was out there. And I refused to give up. And now we're...
unemployed.
No,
and it
reunited.
We're reunited.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Hey, look.
Come on.
You gotta keep it handy.
Jeez.
We're never done with something. When you think we're done with it, we're totally not done with it.
We will beat it to death.
Yes.
That's what we do. Sarah and Vinny, we beat things to death.
Yeah. Hey.
And it feels so good.
Oh, darn it.
Reunited, because we understood.
Hey, Siri, lyrics to Reunited? Of course she won't come up when I need her.
I got them right here.
Because we're reunited. Hey.
Hey, Siri.
Nah. Forget it, Vinny. It's all right. It's okay.
There's a truck stop in Louisiana.
Gross teat. That's too bad.
Is that how you pronounce this? Gross?
Well, spell it for me.
T-E-T-E. Gross teat.
It's all one word? G-R-O-S-S?
Oh, no. G-R-O-S-S-E. Grossy-T-T? Grossy-T-T.
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 Them there. Grossy-T-T.
There's a truck stop in Grossy-T-T.
No.
Louisiana.
All right.
They have a 600-pound camel named Casper living there. Mm-hmm. They call it a
Casper,
petting zoo.
He's a two-hump camel.
Last week, a couple and their dog.
Not one, not two, but three. Say it again. I'm sorry I missed that because I was busy being a Cajun.
I just put snot on my upper lip.
Hot.
There's a truck stop in Grossy-T-T, Louisiana.
All right, Grossy-T-T.
They have a 600-pound camel named Casper. They call him the petting zoo.
Oh, just like here I am.
Right.
Is he a spitter, this camel?
Last week.
Oh.
A couple and their dog were at the truck stop. And the dog...
Of course, that's what this story's about. Got it. So, couple and their dog.
We're at the truck stop. And the dog wound up running into the camel enclosure.
Uh-oh.
Also known as the petting zoo.
Yeah.
It spooked the camel, and when the woman went in to get the dog, Casper the camel attacked. He wound up pinning the woman against the wall and then sitting on her.
Oh my God, camels are big.
She survived by biting the camel's testicles.
Oh my God, why bite? Couldn't get her hand up there to twist it.
I
mean, I guess you do what you gotta do.
She was in a position.
That sounds like a terrible position.
Camels,
to be.
I imagine,
when that
are heavy.
Is your option, well, you said 600 pounds.
Oh, right.
So he's sitting on her. She's pinned under him, but her face is up and at it. Like, that is a terrible place to be. I can't imagine many places I'd rather be less than under a camel with access by mouth to that area.
The bite in the testicles got him off her.
Oh, that's good. So he jumped up. Ow! As you do.
He's all, "Oh, what
the camel was
for,
not
lady?
Hurt because according to the manager of the truck stop, the woman who bit the petting zoo
camel
didn't have any teeth. So while there
what
was...
What is going on with this family and their dog and their no teeth?
Gross.
And their testicle biting.
Cops came and the couple got tickets for trespassing and not having the dog on a leash. Nothing against...
the teeth.
Saving herself.
Oh.
I mean, she saved herself. That camel was going to kill her.
Yeah. Well, it was going after her dog. She had to go get her dog.
Right.
Someone is saying gross tête means big head in French.
Oh.
Oh, too bad the Caporos
too bad. Yeah, too
left.
Bad the Frenchies weren't here.
Interpreted that for us, but no.
Oh, tête-à-tête, head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So look at you go.
Gross tête. Well, I'm just trying to figure, you know, I speak French.
That doesn't count.
Damn, dad don't speak no French. It's by you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Text us anytime.
Yeah.
But don't text and drive, okay?
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Well done.
Scott, there are no funny Holocaust jokes.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah, Scott. Jerk.
God.
I'm not laughing at that.
What?
I take back that giggle.
I feel like I'm married to you guys because every now and then you invite over that relative that I can't stand.
Oh, the Scott thing. Listen, I love Scott. It's like loving grandma. You know, I'm never cutting grandma out of the family.
Wow.
He's turning into kind of a grandma.
Scott is so different when Edson is there. He's tame and under his best behavior.
I thought it was a decent... He had a great appearance last week. This one was good. I like their dynamic because Edson just calls him out on everything. But then you find out Edson's a liar, too. Like, either one of them speaks French. I mean, come on.
Of course.
Capujo.
Oh, my God. Edson is so adorable. Capuro, it's called a... And then, I don't... Can we say that?
I think we shouldn't.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't
if you want
say
any trouble,
I, no, I didn't
nah,
say
that.
It's
right.
Fine.
We're good.
I'm a 50-year-old male. Fart jokes still make me laugh. That's
yeah,
from Robert.
I like fart jokes. The person who doesn't like fart jokes is, you know, should try some.
I agree with the listener that wrote in. The farting stories are not funny.
Mm.
Not going to listen today.
Well,
have a good day, you guys.
You too. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. And hopefully there'll be no fart jokes for you. Thanks
sure.
for, and thanks
by
for
the
just
way,
giving us the
people
day off.
Reminded us that Vinny was the one that started that.
Yeah,
I
yesterday.
Didn't see that text anywhere.
With the,
no,
that guy
not...
that did that in the cop's face. Remember, he got arrested for flatulence.
That's what it was. It
that's
wasn't Antonio
it was.
Brown. It was that
Vincent.
It was the fart story about the. Yep.
I have no recollection of what you.
I remember it very well.
I'll pull the story.
Yep.
I'll pull the audio.
It's okay. We're fine.
How'd you like that? He did it three times in the guy's face. Oh, you like that, huh? How you like that?
I like them apples.
How about that?
Oh, what does that mean?
You know, police have to behave themselves. I would have kicked that guy right over. Right. I mean, who's going to sit there and let
I'm gonna
that happen?
I'm going to cork that.
Boom. How I like that? How you like that?
Yeah.
Your face in the ground.
I like it a lot. I'm going to sue you now.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's the police stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take this
I gotta take a fart
from this guy?
Yeah.
My mother got angry when I told her I wanted to have my genetic history tested. That's the least of the things that come up, but I thought my mom would be upset when my brother said he did it too.
Oh. She wasn't.
She wasn't, and it was okay, but you know.
Yeah, people get mad when they
never,
listen to her.
You never know what's going to make someone get all like, hey, we're fine and I told you. Yeah, all right, but you know, so you didn't tell me I was English.
All right.
So how about that?
Yep.
There's English in there.
It's hard to be Irish without being some English too. I mean,
well, right, but
people.
I'm just saying, you know, when you're told you're Italian, oh, a little Irish, but that's because your dad's side, honey. I mean, we didn't have any say in that. That's just, and then all of a sudden there's some
in
English in there.
Right. Oh yeah, I think so. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
myth making.
I keep forgetting when I have to go log into. I have to log into something. I've had those results for months and I haven't looked at them.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know.
John's known about his results and hasn't looked.
Everybody in the family has.
And John hasn't looked.
We each have our own account. We each had to register our
so
own.
So he's looked
tube.
At his. I guess you haven't so. Looked at yours. Yeah.
Are you afraid?
No. It just it doesn't occur to me. And it sounds like it'll take a long time.
Ugh. Well, quit being a chicken and look.
I'm not a chicken. I've seen what my kids are. There can't be too many surprises.
I'm sending you a chicken emoji.
Do it.
I'm going to do
it. You know what? That'll remind me.
That'll teach you a thing or two.
John actually went in and looked. He looked at all the medical stuff, too.
What is he?
He's a man.
I mean, what does he have to say for himself? I mean, you tell me. What's,
no, it was just...
Why'd he do it if he didn't... Was it?
He did. He went and looked, and I can't remember.
Is he Mongolian or anything cool?
No, it was all the same things he thought it was. A little bit. He has some Native American in him. Mm. Very, very small amount from his, I guess, his mother's side or something.
All right.
I know. Not enough to get us, like, college or anything.
Oh, no paydays from that?
Yeah, we don't get a casino.
It's too bad.
But he is, and then he's like a little bit French, but he's just mostly Irish. He's an Irish dude.
Yeah. You can kind of tell. A little bit.
A little bit.
There. There's the chicken head.
Thank you.
In your phone.
Okay. I'll try to remember.
More text after these.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.